SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS audio app.
And SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
If you don't name the beast, you can't slay it.
That's Human Rights Commission's Discrimination Commissioner, Giridharan Sivaraman. He's calling on the government to implement the National Anti-Racism Framework following a recent HRC report, The Struggle to be Seen, the Power in Being Heard, which highlights the impact of the conflict in the Middle East has been devastating against communities in Australia. Since the October 7, 2023 attacks, Jewish, Muslim, Palestinian, Arab and Israeli communities have faced racism. He says the report shows racism is institutional and it's systemic, and that the target keeps changing, but the problem remains.
If all these communities are continuously impacted by racism, and if it surges after events overseas, it means we've got a problem here. It means we need to improve our education, workplace, justice, media, and other systems. The roadmap is there to improve the systems. It's in the National Anti-Racism Framework, which is a whole-of-government, whole-of-society approach to tackling racism. The problem is that the government's had this framework for a year and a half and they're yet to endorse it, let alone fund or implement its recommendations.
A total of 27 sessions ran from 19 February to 15 August 2025, with 476 participants aged between 18 to their early 80s. Everyone they spoke to came from different backgrounds, but one thing was common. They felt dehumanized, isolated, and that they couldn't be open about their religion in public, or that they have lost faith in institutions and didn't feel culturally safe. Commissioner Sivaraman has told SBS the communities have faced more racism at public spaces, online, at work, schools and all aspects of their lives.
I remember talking to a Muslim woman who wore a hijab who said, every day I wonder what will happen when I walk out the door, whether someone will say something or do something to me or to my family. For some people it was a case of not wanting to log on and not wanting to look at comments on posts or not wanting to have a social media presence because they were worried about the retaliation that might happen. For some, it was a daily occurrence of not being able to find work or struggling to get gainful employment.
Commissioner Sivaraman says some in their communities felt a sense of betrayal and having to prove themselves to be a part of Australia. The report doesn't cover the period of the Bondi attacks as it was originally scheduled for release in December, but Commissioner Sivaraman says both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia have risen significantly since the attack.
I've engaged with Jewish communities, Palestinian communities, Muslim communities after the horrific anti-Semitic attack at Bondi, and all of them have told me that racism has increased. And it's increased online, it's increased in terms of threats or slurs on the street. And that just shows that our structures are broken. And they can't be papered over with notions of social cohesion. They need genuine, committed anti-racism work from government and other institutions.
The report also highlights threats to psychological and physical safety, which has also led to the erosion of trust in public spaces.
People feel scared about sending their kids to schools, to public institutions like universities, because they're worried about what might happen there. They're worried about catching public transport because they don't feel safe there. They might even be worried about going to shopping malls or to other places. They're worried about what will happen if they try and engage with public services and providers. So that's the domino impact of structural racism. It makes people disengage from society, disengage from services, which often compounds the various struggles that they're having at the time.
It highlights the legal system entrenched in with racial bias, particularly civil law processes. Commissioner Sivaraman says they were told people were afraid to access the legal system.
They didn't think they would be culturally safe. They didn't think they would be understood. It might be that English wasn't their first language and they wouldn't be able to communicate the issues. They were worried that biases, whether it be within police, within judiciary, whatever level of the legal system, would mean that they wouldn't be believed or that they'd have negative outcomes. So in every step of engagement that's required with the legal system, people felt that they wouldn't be safe, they wouldn't be treated fairly, and they wouldn't have the outcomes that they deserved.
The report also mentions political discourse has a big influence and shapes public attitudes as well as fueling division, to which Commissioner Sivaraman says there are two main points here. Firstly, it requires government to actually name racism and to pursue solution. He expressed disappointment in opposition leader Angus Taylor's comments on migration earlier this week.
Comments that will incite racism, comments that dehumanise migrants, comments that tar whole countries or whole populations with a negative brush. And that is all part of the political discourse. And words have consequences. The words of leaders, when they dehumanise people and they dehumanise migrants, there is a direct through line from that to the racist violence that will occur on the street.
In a statement to SBS, the Office of the Special Envoy to Combat Islamophobia says harms from both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia often escalate simultaneously and should be addressed consistently. They have also stated it's important to look at the evidence base provided by their report, A National Response to Islamophobia, alongside HRC's recent report. They point out that both reports identify a consistent pattern. Racism intensifies during periods of heightened global and local tension, and agree that both anti-Semitism and Islamophobia have risen. CEO of Australian Jewish Association, Robert Gregory, says people have been living in fear.
We receive many reports about anti-Semitic incidents every single day, and some of them are just truly horrifying to even hear. It begins to affect you. The Australian Jewish community is living in fear. We hear from more and more people that are considering if they have a future in this country.
Muniz Mansoubi is the manager of Women, Youth and Communities at Settlement Services Australia, who works as part of the Humanitarian Settlement Program. SSI provide a range of services from domestic and family violence, supporting newly arrived refugees through humanitarian program, employment support and other range of services, including community engagement. She says the report reflects what their staff and caseworkers have experienced on the ground for the past 2.5 years.
Community members have reported a growing pressure to dress in ways that confirms the Western norm when they are in public spaces. Especially, I can give an example of women wearing hijabs. They have described avoiding public spaces, particularly in some areas, due to fear of verbal abuse.
Bart Steinma from the Jewish Council echoes a similar sentiment.
Just as we would see that blaming or holding collective responsibility to an entire group, whether it be Muslims, whether it be Palestinians with that event, just that's exactly the same case with the way in which Jewish Australians have been conflated with Israel and with its actions.
He says the political debate almost seems to always deviate from the other concerns.
Anti-Semitism is certainly an issue. It's a form of racism, and racism is an incredibly important issue in this country to address. What I think this report does very well is it seeks to link those different forms of racism together. They are linked. We know they're linked, but so much of the political debate often seeks to talk about anti-Semitism completely separate from all these other concerns.
Mansoubi stresses that implementing the national anti-racism framework is important.
If we want an Australia where everyone belongs, we have to create a system that protects the belonging. There is no doubt. And that starts with committing to fully fund and implement the national anti-racism framework.
Helena Krishnamurthy, SBS News.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more? Tune in from the 1st of May
on DAB Radio, online,
the SBS Audio app
and SBS On Demand.